Hello everyone, so welcome to TV Dhruvi, and in this video, in this session, in this podcast, let us go through some of the updates from the Atlassian ecosystem. The first update is not really a new update, but it is now getting released or rolled out by Atlassian. Now, sometime back, I believe it was last year or earlier this year, Atlassian announced enhanced Jira board. And basically, in this enhanced Jira board option, you will now be able to modify the issues directly from the backlog view. Let us say you are working on a Scrum board, and on that particular Scrum board, you want to basically work on the issues. So you can do things like modify the summary of the issue, you can change the status, you can change maybe priority, you can reassign it to someone, and this will of course help a lot. And this is now of course available for company managed projects, and this is similar to of course team managed projects. I mean, team managed projects are something that In a way, they mostly behave for the end users more or less same, because ultimately you're working on the issues, but the experience is different. Now, company managed projects can also have these wonderful features. And this is, of course, definitely great. And apart from the inline editing, you can see a different way to work on the, or I should say, the way you can take a look at the epics and versions. So there is now something called as an epic panel and version panel that you can toggle. Basically, there will be a toggle for that, and there will be more filters that you can take a look at. And apart from that, Atlassian is saying on this particular post, which you can of course find on this link, which I will share in this update video. So basically, Atlassian is saying that, you know, the overall performance and the way you would work on these issues, it will definitely give you a good experience. Now, if you quickly take a look at how it works, let us say you are in the backlog. Now, you can see here that you can do things like you can add an epic, right, easily, instead of dragging. I mean, dragging is fine, but if I expand the panel, the epic panel, I can definitely drag it, and this will work. But you can also do this from here within the backlog. You can change the status of the issue. You can reassign it to someone. So this will definitely enhance the experience. You can, of course, change the summary of the issues. And I think this is definitely a great feature. Or I think these features should have been there at least in 2023, a tool that is being used by many people. They expect these things in any tool. And definitely, this is intuitive. I mean, the moment I hover my mouse over a summary, I can see, oh yes, I can modify it. And things are quite obvious now. You can also do things like maybe update the estimation story points. This is wonderful, and you can also take a look at the quick filters on top, and these quick filters can be shown, or basically there is a toggle again here. So do take a look at it. I mean, I'm not really sure if your instance of Jira will have this feature or not, because I think Atlassian is rolling it out. But now I noticed it. I think it was like 2 weeks back. I noticed that, okay, I can now enable enhanced Jira boards. So I did enable it, and you can see here that, you know, there is also a toggle here which you can like use, and now you're back to the old version. So of course, you know, I would keep this enabled because this is useful, but there is an option here in case you are not really comfortable with this new wonderful feature. So good job Atlassian. If you're watching this video, or if you're listening to this podcast, this is useful. And the next update is a really, really useful update. Now, before I give you this update, I want to, you know, share my experience. Now, I have done a lot of ITSM deployments for clients. And when it comes to ITSM, usually people want to have like a, I mean, when we talk about any ITSM tool, I think portal is always important. And Jira Service Management, it has a portal. And the problem with the portal is or was that you have to use the URL that you get from Atlassian. So if you're using Jira something or blah, 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 .atlassian.net, then you will have a portal with this domain. And almost all the companies that I've worked with, they asked me this question because I used to do a lot of pre-sales and they are used to ask me. And I also used to fill up a questionnaire and this question was always there in some form that can we have like a custom domain? So ideally, if you're talking about a support, you need something like support.com or your company domain .com/support. And there was no way to have custom domains earlier, and now we have custom domains. So I really welcome this feature. And at the same time, I would say that, I mean, earlier what organizations used to do, they used to set up a domain like support.companyname.com and they used to redirect it to Atlassian's JSM portal or help desk, help center URL. Now we can have our own domain, and this is wonderful. You can see here that, you know, there is this format which Atlassian is saying that you can take a look at. Of course, you know, once I have this enabled in my instance, I'll definitely show you how to do it, and I'll also do it. I hope they also keep it for everyone, like even for the standard plan, not really limit. No, I mean, when I say standard, I mean I'm talking about free and standard plan, not really premium. I don't really think they have mentioned it anywhere here on the site, but let us see. So this is a very nice welcome feature. I love this, and this was actually mentioned in their roadmap that they will do it in quarter four. So now we have it. Good job once again, Atlassian. And the next thing that I want to talk about, which got my attention, is Bitbucket comments. Now we also use Bitbucket. In fact, we have always used Bitbucket for managing our code. And when it comes to developing code, and if you're working with people in different locations, then you need to collaborate. And whenever we talk about collaboration, of course, when we are all aware of Jira integration with Bitbucket and also GitHub, to be honest, but because we use Bitbucket, I use features like smart commits and creating a branch from the Jira issues, and also at the same time workflow triggers. So if let us say I have written a code and I want my colleague to review, so I'll raise a PR for my colleague to review, and we can also, of course, you know, add comments in Bitbucket itself. For example, in Bitbucket you have the code, and let us say if I have a question on a specific line, I can, you know, add a comment, which is great. Now the thing is that these comments, ideally when you review or when you approve your code reviews or basically your PRs, you can ensure that all the comments are resolved. And now with this new feature where you can have basically all the comments that needs your resolution, they will be, I mean, there is a filter on top, and you can actually quickly just go to a specific comment and you know, take some action on it. So this is really useful. And I will, of course, use it because it makes sense to use these things within, of course, your Bitbucket by looking at the code and, you know, asking questions, collaborating with others on a specific line. So this is definitely a very nice feature. And I think in the last couple of weeks, or maybe lately, Atlassian has releasing like a lot of useful, nice features, and I'm quite happy. This is, of course, welcome move, and I think when Atlassian announced that they have decided to focus on cloud, there was, of course, you know, this negative, or I mean, a lot of people were not really happy with the approach. It's okay that they want to move to cloud, not a problem at all. But I think they should not ignore DC, and they should always keep the option for anyone who want to stay on DC, because it is too expensive. And I think there was some feedback or this unhappiness among a lot of organizations and people and enthusiasts like me. But I'm happy that, you know, Cloud, Atlassian Cloud, or Jira Cloud, Bitbucket, and, you know, Confluence, they are releasing a lot of new features, which I think are definitely going to help. And the useful features, it's not really just for the sake of it. And in the last couple of months, I've seen like a lot of improvements, really nice features. And talking about really nice features, the last thing that I want to talk about is the video of the week. Now, last week, I tried the Confluence whiteboards, and I'm extremely happy to see that this feature is really useful. I mean, I was expecting a whiteboard where, you know, there will be like a big board where you can, you know, just draw something. But no, whiteboard is basically a place where you can collaborate with others, but in a nice way, because Confluence can work with Jira really, really well. Nicely, because it has like tight integration with Jira. Now, I explained how it works. I tried a couple of things, and I think that was the highlight when it comes to whiteboards. Basically, what you can do when you create a note, let us say, on the whiteboard, you have the option to also create, not really always, but you have the option to also create a Jira issue out of it. So you have a task or a note, or I should say a note, which may or may not have a connected Jira issue that represent that particular task or a note. But when you have multiple nodes, and when you connect those nodes visually using like a line or, you know, some kind of dependency or whatever, some relationship between those two nodes, if there are connected issues, then those connected issues will also get links created. And you can do it very nicely using whiteboards. And I think that is wonderful, because I can imagine using this feature where I am collaborating with my team members, and we are working on, let us say, some ideas, and we have something on a whiteboard, and we are just, you know, brainstorming or maybe trying to do some analysis. And whenever we are ready to take some action, we can create Jira issues out of it. And not only Jira issues, we can also create dependencies. Now, I know I'm probably asking for too much, but what if we create some kind of columns, where those columns also represent the Kanban board. So when you move things in Jira, those things are also updated in the whiteboard, which is probably a bit too much. But the good thing is that when you click on those issues now in Confluence, you can see the actual issue within Confluence, like with the embedded Jira view option, and you can also update. So you can actually stay within Confluence and you can do your work. And that work is, of course, in Jira. So this is really, really, really useful feature. And I did tweet to Atlassian, like I tagged them. Usually Atlassian, they never really respond to me, or they never really like my tweets, which is fine. I know they have some really good reasons, but this time they responded back. But once again, good job, Atlassian. All right, so that is it. Short videos. For the last couple of weeks, I'm trying to make or keep these Atlassian update Tea with Ravi videos, podcast sessions, short, within 15 minutes, so that, you know, you can have your tea. I think you don't really need like 1 hour or half an hour to have your tea, morning tea. So we'll try to keep it short. All right, that is it. That is it for this week. I hope you enjoyed watching and listening to this session, and you also learned something new. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And by the way, before you go, just one more thing. Recently, I have started making a lot of shorts. So if you go to my channel, the other channel, Ravi Sagar, this is, of course, this session, Atlassian update sessions are there on the Sparksys YouTube channel. But if you go to my Ravi Sagar channel, you can find a lot of shorts that I have started creating to share knowledge, you know, some tips and tricks around Atlassian tools. All right, that is it. Bye-bye.